A small town in Connecticut is mourning the loss of a 19-year-old Marine who was killed just 1 month after arriving in Afghanistan. Lance Corporal Tyler Griffin was buried yesterday at Arlington National Cemetery. Reporter Rhonda Miller has more on his short life.
At Voluntown Elementary, teacher Margaret Voland picks out memories in a display case filled with photos of blonde, blue-eyed Tyler Griffin.
This one here is my favorite just because he was in third grade.
Griffin went to school here through eighth grade. Voland knew him from computer classes and physical education.
He was a track guy. He ran, would do anything. You know, if coach said, I need somebody to run the mile, he'd go out and run the mile. If he needed somebody to, you know, throw discus, he would try to do that. He was a good leader for the kids, I think.
Griffin went on to play football at Griswold High School. Maya Dubert met him in ninth grade, and they dated for 3 years. Sitting in her home now, Dubert recalls one of many times Griffin showed kindness to students who were being picked on.
We were in our junior year of high school, and some kid knocked books out of this freshman's hands, and Tyler actually went over and helped him pick it up. And the kid was so embarrassed, and Tyler just made him feel so comfortable.
When they stopped dating, they remained friends, even after they graduated in 2008, and Griffin went into the Marines. He sent text messages to Dubert that rattled her.
He was texting me about how he was writing a will. I was so shocked by that. And they were picking out the songs that they would play at their funeral. And I'm like, that's crazy. But he was like, don't worry, I'm not going to die. I'm too strong to die.
Mark Frizzell spent 30 years in the Marines before he became Griswold High School principal. He says Griffin arrived as a freshman with a mission.
Everything he did in his writings and classes, in his elective of taking a baking class, if he baked something, a cake, it was the Marine Corps emblem. If he wrote a paper for English, it was about the Marine Corps.
Griffin trained as a rifleman and was based at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. In March, he was deployed to Helmand Province, Afghanistan. 1 month later, the Marine Corps reported Griffin was killed in a hostile incident.
Sorry.
Frizzell says 3 days of memorial events give the community a way to pour out pride and heartache.
And I guess to celebrate his life as a young Marine and a warrior. But he's a kid.
A kid, Frizzell says. He's a kid. A motorcade escorted the hearse carrying Griffin's body through the center of Voluntown. The line of mourners stretched for more than 5 miles. For NPR News, I'm Rhonda Miller.
Now, when fallen servicemen like Tyler Griffin are brought home, the main entry point is the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Last year, the military began encouraging family members to come to Dover for the 15-minute transfer ceremony. The response since then has been overwhelming. About 75% of families have attended. Dover has been expanding its facilities to accommodate the families. A center for the families opened in January, and on May 1st, work begins on a hotel for the families, as well as a meditation center with a garden.